USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As more school systems around the nation start to close down for the coronavirus, the Boston Public School System is now saying they will close starting Tuesday until April 27th. School will be in session on Monday, according to that school district. And people searching for food on Yelp are turning more of their attention to delivery, and another sign of Americans taking up social distancing to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The ratio has risen for 11 consecutive days on Yelp. It's higher than any time in its history, including much colder periods. President Trump tweeted that Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, and MSC Cruises have all agreed to suspend outbound cruises for 30 days at his request. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Bernie Sanders acknowledged that fears about the spread of the coronavirus have damaged his ability to leverage large rallies into support at the polls and suggested that future Democratic presidential primary voting should be delayed if health officials deem doing so is appropriate. He said, "We do more rallies than anyone else, and they're often well attended." He said he loves to do them, but the coronavirus has obviously impacted our ability to communicate with people in the traditional way, and that's hurting us very much. Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio will vote in the next round of primaries Tuesday. The full federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. said that it will take up the House of Representatives' bid to force former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress. The decision gives new hope to House Democrats who want McGahn's testimony before the November elections. Arguments will be held April 28. The order comes just 2 weeks after a three-judge panel of the appeals court ruled that judges have no role to play in the subpoena fight between the House and President Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Pentagon wants to reevaluate its decision to award a $10 billion contract to Microsoft. In Washington, USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
It could be a victory in the making for Amazon, which protested the award to Microsoft. In a court filing, the Defense Department says it, quote, wishes to reconsider its award decision in response to the other technical challenges that Amazon's presented. Amazon sued after Microsoft got the contract last October. It argued that the decision was politically motivated by President Trump's dislike of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post, which Bezos owns. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bill Gates is now stepping down from the boards of Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway to devote more time to philanthropy. He will continue to serve as technology advisor to Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. It is a landmark moment for Gates, the co-founder and former CEO of Microsoft and a longtime friend of collaborator Berkshire Hathaway chairman and CEO Warren Buffett. Gates started Microsoft in 1975 with Paul Allen, saying in a blog post that he's stepping down in order to dedicate more time to priorities including global health and development, education, and climate change. The news came amid a shuffling of corporate board positions. As Gates announced his departure, Berkshire announced the board position would be filled by former American Express CEO Kenneth Chenault. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.